I'm Dr. Regina Kep. I'm a board-certified clinical psychologist, and I specialize with older adults and their families. I created the Psychology of Aging Continuing Education podcast to make sure that as professionals, you get the education you need to meet the mental health needs of older adults and their families. So if you're a social worker, psychologist, therapist, aging life care expert, or certified care manager looking for continuing education with purpose, you're in the right place. After listening to each episode, simply go to the episode's webpage at www.mentalhealthandaging.com and learn more about how to earn your CEUs. By being here, you are helping to destigmatize mental health for older adults and helping to improve access to mental health care. So thank you for being here and doing your part. Now let's jump into the episode. Depression is not a normal part of aging. How common is depression among older adults? And what are the signs and symptoms? How do we actually help older adults get connected to care? All right. So how common is depression among older adults? Well, the rates vary depending on the setting that older adults are living in and medical conditions and functional needs. As we age, we're actually less likely to have a mental health condition than we are in younger times in our life. However, depression in older adulthood deserves special attention because there are serious things that can happen if older adults don't get the mental health care that they need. And that's why it's so important that you know that depression is not normal with aging and benefits from mental health care. So let's cover some of the basics. So what is depression? Depression is a medical condition that affects more than 7 million older adults in the United States and is highly treatable. I am so glad that you're here because if you're a family member, you have an important role in helping to identify if your loved one is experiencing depression and then getting them connected to mental health care if you're noticing signs and symptoms. If you're a mental health provider or a medical provider or senior care provider, you also have an important role of being aware of mental health symptoms in older adults and getting them connected to treatment as well. We're all in this together, so let's do our part in reducing suffering for older adults and helping older adults to live their best life and best quality of life. All right, now that you know that depression is not a normal part of aging, let's talk about what depression is and how common it is among older adults. About 1 to 5% of older adults living in the community, that's just like could be my neighbor or in an apartment complex with other adults of other ages, experience depression. About 10% of older adults who are currently in the hospital experience depression, and about 13.5% of older adults who receive home health care or home health assistance. So that means that they have some need for somebody to assist them with aspects of their functioning, like maybe they need assistance taking a shower so they don't fall, or maybe they need assistance preparing meals. So the more a person needs assistance, the higher their risk of developing depression. So 13.5% of people, of older adults who have a home health aide or receive home health assistance, have a depression disorder. And then when older adults live in senior residential communities, like a long-term care community, about 14 to 42% of older adults experience depression in those communities as well. So it's essential, no matter where you're living or what industry you work in, that you're aware of how often older adults are experiencing depression and then what you can do to help. Okay, so what are the signs and symptoms to look out for and, you know, to help you figure out when to intervene and when would be helpful to suggest that an older adult maybe see a mental health professional to reduce some of that suffering? Changes in sleep can present a symptom of depression. Is your loved one sleeping too long or too little? Have they lost interest in activities that they enjoyed last year or a few months ago, and all of a sudden they're not interested in doing the activities that they once did? Are they experiencing feelings of despair or hopelessness or worthlessness? Are they feeling low energy or fatigued more easily than normal, or having more physical pain and physical symptoms? This is complicated because, as we talked about just a minute ago, older adults actually with medical conditions who might be receiving home health assistance or be in the hospital or just newly out of the hospital may have a lot of physical symptoms connected to a medical condition, and on top of that, experience depression as well. So don't wait until a medical illness is fully managed or cleared up. It's really important because there's such a high overlap between medical illnesses and mental health conditions that we help to target and treat the mental health condition so we can help improve the quality of life, even if the older adult is still living with a medical condition. So just keep that in mind. And changes in appetite, like eating too much or too little, any weight gain or weight loss, difficulty concentrating, like you can't stay focused on a task. I used to enjoy the crossword puzzle, but now I can't keep my mind on the page. Is the older adult withdrawing from activities and from social events that they used to enjoy, or friendships? Maybe they don't answer their phone as much. That's a sign of social withdrawal, and that could be concerning for depression. And then changes in how the body is moving. Is your loved one or the older adult more restless than normal? So like pacing and fidgety, or more still than typical. So if you notice a combination of these signs or are concerned, I'd encourage you to share your concerns with the older adult that's in your life. And be honest, be clear, and be compassionate, and encourage the older adult to get connected to care. Here's why it's important that an older adult works with mental health providers who specialize with older adults. One, it's important that the professional know typical changes with aging and non-typical changes with aging. You might remember depression is not a normal part of aging, but if you're working with a professional who doesn't know this, then they might not know all the treatments available. And let me tell you, the treatment is great. The treatment is as effective for older adults as it is for younger adults. And it includes a combination of medication, if the older adult wishes, and psychotherapy, like talk therapy with a provider. Another reason it's important for older adults and families to meet with a mental health professional who specializes with older adults is that they'll have more experience and ability and skills for negotiating family relationships in the context of mental health and aging, and be able to kind of navigate some of the family dilemmas that can come up around mental health and aging, like when to bring the family in to assist with the older adult and when to not do that and sit with the older adults and honor the older adult's autonomy, and then how to do both in balance. And that's more commonly found with providers who specialize with older adults. Another reason is that mental health providers who specialize with older adults typically understand the importance of collaborating with other professionals in the older adult's life, like a medical provider, another type of mental health provider, family, and so on. Maybe a senior care community, if the older adult allows it and gives permission. And finally, a person who specializes with older adults and families will be more familiar with the types of resources available to older adults and families to help improve quality of life, improve independence. Let's talk for a minute about what happens when older adults don't get the mental health care that they need when they have a depression. So when older adults are depressed and don't get any mental health care, if they have a medical concern, those medical concerns get worse. They tend to take more medication for their medical concerns. They have more visits to the ER, more hospitalizations. They stay longer in the hospital. Their caregivers tend to have more stress, and the risk for suicide increases. And here's why this is really important. Older adults have the highest rate of suicide out of any other age group. So it's essential that we are connecting older adults to mental health care when we see the signs and symptoms that they might be in need of mental health care. And just remember, treatment for depression is just as effective in older adults as it is for younger adults. So if you're looking for a mental health provider for your older loved one or an older client or patient, You can find a mental health provider who specializes with older adults at www.mentalhealthandaging.com. Just simply go there and find a mental health provider or just learn more about depression and aging. You have an important role in helping older adults get the mental health care they need. Access to mental health care is one of the largest barriers, one of the biggest reasons that older adults are not getting the mental health care they need. In fact, 67% of older adults who need mental health care are not getting it. And one of those reasons is because of access. How do I even find a provider? We don't want access to be a barrier. That's why we created the Center for Mental Health and Aging at mentalhealthandaging.com. Head on over there and learn more about mental health and aging and find a professional. Together, we'll make it easier for older adults and families to get the mental health care they need. If you see something and you're concerned, start the conversation and encourage the older adult to get care. All right, that's a wrap. Just a reminder that each episode is worth one continuing education credit. And to learn more about how to earn continuing education for listening to this episode, simply go to the episode's webpage, which is linked below wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can also go to www.mentalhealthandaging.com to learn more. All right, I'll see you in 2 weeks for another continuing education podcast episode.